Hey, Catholic Divas, welcome to the podcast. We have a really special guest today. Her name is Marti Langlois, and she is the Catholic fitness coach, and she's going to be talking to us about how we can redeem our body. So come on into the podcast and let's get started. Hey, this is Mama Jane.
And this is Mama Vicky. Welcome to the Cycles and Sanctity podcast.
I'm a Billings Ovulation Method instructor and a certified Catholic mindset coach.
And I'm a labor and delivery nurse, an IBCLC, and a La Leche League leader.
We're here to share with you the beauty and the pain of your cycles.
Have you considered honoring your cycle throughout the journey of your womanhood?
Have you ever considered your cycle as a tool towards your holiness?
Well, sisters, it is. We're excited to walk this journey with you.
So go grab your favorite journal and pen and your hot beverage and let's do this. Well, welcome back to Cycles and Sanctity, Catholic Divas. And today I am very happy that we have a special guest. Her name is Marti Langlois, right? Is that how you say it, Langlois?
Langlois. Okay. That's the way it's pronounced. I think how they pronounce it in France, but it's my name through marriage. So.
Right. Well, Marti was actually one of the very first coaches I met when I was introduced to Metanoia Catholic. And I can still remember that coaching session. It was truly, truly transformational for me. And I will always be grateful because I was not in a good state in my life at that moment, which is why we're Catholic coaches, right? But Marti is the Catholic fitness coach, and she has a fantastic story. And she has actually been my coach. I've reached out and hired her as my fitness coach. And she's the one that gave me the reminder of, because I'm a sanguine, that I need to be out and about exercising with people. And that has really transformed me in the past 14 weeks. So why don't you introduce yourself, Marti, and tell us a little bit about your story, because I know it is a juicy one.
Hi, so Marti Langlois. And just to give you a background, I've been working in Catholic pastoral ministry essentially my entire adult life. I studied history and religious studies in college. And at one point in high school, I remember giving this talk on a retreat, our high school retreat, and our assignment was to find a scripture verse that related to our class. And since I went to an all-girls Catholic school called Incarnate Word High School, I was like, well, and at the time I was kind of familiar with the scripture, but didn't really read the scripture, you know, like good Catholics are stereotyped as. But I did remember John chapter 1, and remembered it talked about in the beginning of the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And of course, as I continue reading it, came to the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I was like, well, that's our verse, right? We're an incarnate Word on all our shirts. That's our verse. And basically brought in the connection that, okay, yeah, he dwelled among us physically in his body 2,000 years ago, but he's still dwelling in us. Hence that incarnate. I didn't know at the time I was talking about incarnational reality, but apparently I was. And after I shared my thoughts, I was in this like little outside chapel. It had a breeze room, and this breeze came through, and I kind of heard this voice that said, "I have something for you to do."
Wow.
Yes, I was 18.
Wow.
So from that time on, I kept trying to find out, what did that mean? Like, what am I, you have something for me to do, what is this? So of course, at one point I thought I was going to be a history teacher. I thought the campus ministry route. Then I went into the hospital and hospice ministries, both of which I really fell in love with. And then I eventually got pregnant with my husband. And she was born 3 weeks early due to some hypertension that went essentially undiagnosed throughout the course of the pregnancy. And so we ended up having to have the C-section to get her out so she can live and then address me. But while I was in the operating table having the C-section, I had a few pain points. One was in the back of my neck. One was in my forehead. the one in the back of the neck, we thought was just a kink in the neck. We thought, I kept thinking, my headache, maybe this was hormonal. It could have been. Maybe I was thirsty. Maybe I'm dealing with fatigue. So I tried all of these remedies that I know how to get rid of a headache. You know, rest. Is it caffeine related? Maybe try a little cup of coffee. Try a little bit of chocolate. Get some sunlight. Whatever I could do. Water. All those things that I knew how to get rid of a headache. And for 3 weeks straight, that headache wouldn't go away and only got worse. And it started feeling like there was a chainsaw going right into my skull. And 3 weeks later, after my daughter was born, here I am still dealing with this headache. We're telling the doctor over and over again, this is happening. I'm breastfeeding her. And I handed her to my husband because we were going to go for a buggy ride. And I couldn't move my right arm. I'm looking at my arm, and, you know, I'm telling it to move neurologically, but it wouldn't move. Like, I was finding myself picking it up off of the chair arm to move it. And I look at my husband, I was like, I can't move my arm.
That's scary.
Yeah. And then I looked at him, I was like, I think we need to go to the ER. And then my right leg went numb. And then, of course, I had the face droop thing going on the right side. So we get to the hospital. My husband's like, you want to go to the OB or the ER? I was like, the ER. We've been talking to the OB for 3 weeks straight here on this issue. Yeah.
They were not helpful with that kind of thing.
No. So they did a CAT scan and turned out they found 2 blood clots right here on my forehead.
Wow.
And eventually, because I was in the small town of Alamogordo, New Mexico, which is an hour and a half away from Mama Jane on the other side of New Mexico, they had to put me in an ambulance and transport me up to Albuquerque for the treatment. And then my husband, he ended up calling our next door neighbor. My next door neighbor called our priest. So they ended up all going up to Albuquerque because we needed someone to take care of what we now had at the time of a 3-week-old. So I was in the hospital for about a week, went through 6 months of physical therapy, occupational therapy.
So just to clarify, so basically you had a stroke.
I had a stroke.
Because of the blood clots that were in your head.
I had what they called a CVST. It's the cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. It was basically the blood clotting side effect some people were getting from taking some of the COVID shots.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I had mine before COVID even showed up in the picture. So I can't get any more of those vaccines for that reason.
Right, right.
But you had not had a COVID vaccine when this occurred. This was just spontaneous in this.
Well, I've never really had any health issues in my life. I've always been pretty healthy. Never had a broken bone. I rarely even get the common cold. My husband doesn't like that about me. So
I'm blessed like that too. So I hear you.
I'm like, I've been in the splash zone of my daughter's stomach bugs. I don't get anything. He catches it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ended up having the stroke instead, which was all related to the pregnancy, mm-hmm. the hypertension stuff.
I have
all of that.
So I don't know if you know this, Marty, but Mama Vicky is a labor delivery nurse. As well as IBCLC. So that's why I knew that this was going to be a great interview, because the only part of the story that I knew is that you'd had a stroke postpartum, but I didn't know the whole story. I didn't know whether it was like right when you were delivering her or how long it was and blah, 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 blah.
That is what's so scary about blood pressure and pregnancies and preeclampsia. Well, and it's all
right.
But let me let you finish your story. I'm sorry.
And I've never had issues with blood pressure. Like I just went to the dentist. They took my blood pressure. It was like 121 over 71 or something like
that. Well, that's the thing.
Like, I'm healthy.
Gestational hypertension or preeclampsia, any of that, that's the thing. That's why we have to monitor for it so closely, because you don't have it. And then pregnancy makes you have it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so you're doing OT and PT.
For 6 months straight. And basically was able to probably get 70-80% back at that time.
Wow.
So before the stroke and before my daughter was born, I was wanting to pursue the hospital chaplaincy and get that certification done, but we kind of had to get into a location for me to do that, because it's not very, I mean, I don't want to say it's not accessible, but it's, you know, it's in specialized locations. Mm-hmm. But as I was going through the physical therapy, I asked my husband, I was like, is it weird that I enjoy this? He's like, no, you like to work out. So it's like, I wonder, and I put this together. Like, I know the body soul goes together, but is there such thing as a gym chaplain? Like, seriously, I was like, is there such a thing? And I haven't found anything. So I was like, well, I guess now that I've gone through Metanoia Catholic, I think I know why. I'm supposed to create it.
Yes.
That was the mission.
That is probably my, I guess that's my mission. So as a result, I did my certification for personal training. I got a life and health coaching certification. And then, of course, I haven't been certified with Metanoia Catholic yet, but I've been trained through them. And right now, I kind of just need them to coach me up a bit.
Yeah, you just need the hours. I think you just need the hours because I'm telling you, you are an awesome coach. You are an awesome mindset coach. And sometimes people think that, like, especially as professionals, I'm just going to take the stick for one moment, is that people think therapists don't need therapists. Priests don't even, but no, we need each other. And you are solid. Like, I'm so happy that I reached out to you. I've been watching your stories and I'm still trying to figure out Instagram. I'm a boomer. So, but I love watching your stories. I love watching how you do your exercises, but more importantly, you're right. You're spot on. You have such clarity of the theology of the body. And you bring in the scripture and you so know God has given you that gift of integrating the body and the soul. And even through our coaching, we talked about that. So now you've gotten all of these certifications. You've basically pretty much healed yourself, right? Do you have any other residual symptoms or anything?
I'm probably about 90% back because after the physical therapy, OT, I got certified. Then I got myself my trainer, and he's like, I would say he's basically a shoulder expert. He'll say, well, I did the work. I was like, yeah, but you told me what to do. Anyway, so I have a little bit of neuropathy still, like things that are hot feel really, really hot. Like it's more sensitive. Like if you take a pen going down the left side, it feels like a pen. You take a pen going down my right side, it feels very sharp. And then I still, even last night, I had some of the pins and needles kind of thing going on. So I was like, yay.
How old is your daughter now? She's just turned four.
She's four. She's going to be five in April.
Okay. So this was 2019.
Yes.
So a whole year before even COVID. So during COVID, like you were still recovering. And all of that stuff. And look at all that growth that you have had in those 4 years.
Mm-hmm. You want preventative? Do you have to take blood thinners or anything?
I did for the 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. So out of the blue, out of the complete blue, I'm not trying to steal away the story just real quick, but my mom last August went into the hospital for AFib and we were in and out of the hospital trying to get her regulated. And I went home and I was like, wow, my left arm is like crazy swollen. That's so weird. I haven't done anything. And it felt honestly like mastitis. I was like, this is just weird. I called my buddy, as nurses do. And like, she's like, you have a blood clot. Go to the hospital. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. I don't have a blood clot. And sure enough, the next morning it was like double the size. And I was like, all right. But I mean, I am so grateful. It could have been worse. And they have no idea. I mean, they don't have an answer, but it is just interesting.
Yeah.
Bodies are interesting. Anyway. So, wow. That's an incredible story.
Well, and then the other piece is like I talked about Metanoia Catholic. I got Aaron Engel to coach me because I was stuck trying to hone in on like, what am I doing? Like, I know there's something here, but what am I doing? And she mentioned, redemption of the body. I was like, I knew there was something Catholic here. I knew it was here. And the thing is what I love about bringing the Catholic piece into everything, especially bringing in the Catholic coaches, is they're not telling us what to do. They're reflecting back what we already know and what we want. And I thought that was that's probably been the most valuable piece of having that Metanoia Catholic is, yeah, okay, yeah, she gave me some assignments to kind of do the reflection, but She didn't tell me, well, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. She said, oh, I know what's going on inside of you. So that basically kind of the fruit of that became Rebuild the Body, where I've got three programs. Basically, I'm doing the Catholic Body Image, which is solely focused on people to remember to love your body. I mean, there's that struggle right now. We're seeing it all over the place. People look, you know, the way they look in the mirrors, what they think they got to do to have a body, healthy body image. And I think that we've forgotten that God loved the body to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, I got off a call with a potential client and she said, well, you know, my soul's going to heaven, my body's going in the ground. So, you know, oh, well. Well, is that really what we teach?
Hope not.
No, it's not at all. No, it's and that, both, right? It's
right,
not it's, an either or, it's an and both. Catholicism is always and both.
Yeah.
That's the thing I love about being a Catholic is that, you know, I was teaching the kids yesterday, I teach catechism, and I was reminding them that the virtue is in the middle. It's like driving within the lanes of the car. You know, you go over the dotted line, you're going to crash. That's one vice. And you go over the solid line, you're going to hit the guardrail or go down the ditch. That's another vice. The virtue is always in the middle. And that's the thing is that Catholicism is always and both. It's not just the soul, focus on the soul only. And it's not just the body, focus on the body only. It's and both.
Well, and after that, I went right into the scripture. I was like, well, Jesus was God and man. The incarnation said God and man. He rose from the dead, body and soul. He ascended into heaven, body and soul. Mary assumed into heaven, body and soul. I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. And what's the whole point of the glorified body? Or why do we say, I believe in the resurrection of the body in our creed? I mean, Jesus's body has been resurrected, so we're not praying for that one to happen again. We're praying for ours.
They're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to ours. And I even remember sitting, I think maybe it was like an eschatology class or something I took in graduate school, and someone even asked the question, like, do we get to pick out the body
that we want?
What? Like going through the closet, like, can I have the one when I was 21 years old? I don't know. But what I'm saying, but there's some truth and there's some value in asking that question.
Yeah, so, I remember a priest saying that there is a thought. It's not a developed theological premise or whatever, but there is a thought that when our bodies are resurrected, we will come back at 33 because that's when our Lord died. And so I always think back of when I was 33, I'm like, I hope not, sort of, but you know, but also that going back to that image, right? And we talked about that last week, which is why we wanted to have you this week, is that we've been talking about body image and we've been talking about the messages that social media and the world and the beauty industry shares with us. And then the reality of how our bodies behave, you know, our feet are bigger than we want them to be, or what the color of our hair is, what the color of our eyelashes. There's some things that we absolutely cannot change. And there are some things then we are responsible for of, you know, excess fat, building muscle, and taking that. So it's, again, it's this give and take, right? Like we are stewards of our bodies. So we have to take good care of them. And yet we also have to accept what we've been given. Vicky and I've had lots and lots of conversations because we're actually family. So we've talked a lot about how other people in our family, how their body types are, and then therefore how acceptable or not acceptable different body types have been. And so that's just kind of a wonder thing. So share with us, you mentioned you have three programs in your Redeeming the Body.
Three things I offer. One is the Catholic body image, like I shared with you. Then I got the personal training, which is going to help that mindset. How do we go from loving the body, and then how do we allow that to show up? I can get people workouts and helping them out with nutrition and even their relationship with food, relationships with their body. And then, of course, doing some human formation pieces, especially on the one of my favorite areas to talk about is the sacramental life, because here we are, you know, it's all that the visible and invisible realities coming together. And that's essential. I mean, I was listening to Theology of the Body thing by Christopher West. It's Mr., you know, Theology of the Body.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, again, this whole, the body is a sacrament, or the human person is a sacrament with a little s.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned how, like, if we talk about Mama Jane, how do we know who Mama Jane is if we don't see Mama Jane's face?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're experiencing her spirit, we're experiencing her soul. We know she has that, but how do we actually get to experience that without seeing Mama Jane on a coaching call? And everyone says hi to Mama Jane. Like, I've never been on a call with Metanoia Catholic where someone doesn't say hi to Mama Jane or notice that Mama Jane's here. You know?
Awesome. Yeah, but you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you make such a good point, because this is one of those effects of COVID, right? Is that we didn't have that opportunity to be face to face and in person. And it's so funny. I just finished with a client last week, and the week before, as we were discussing, hey, this will be our last session. You know, do we want to move forward, or did you get enough and things? And she happens to be a person that I've known for a long time. And so she's local. And she said, you know, I'm really good. We did even more than I anticipated. And I think this is going to be good. And just because of situations with timing and whatever. But she said, but can we meet in person? She goes, I haven't seen you for so long, and I miss you. And I go, yeah, let's do that. So we met for dinner, and we just, it really wasn't a coaching. It was just kind of a final catching up and things like that. And at the end, she gave me the biggest hug. And I just remember, like, literally her not wanting to let go. It just was this beautiful, because there is beauty, and the body has gifts that our bodies are good. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are so good. And well,
one of the reasons, like, I'm still a La Leche League leader, and so many young women don't reach out outside of their phone. I mean, their support network is online and on the interweb, and when I can get moms to come and see other moms in person, how they're managing breastfeeding and their kiddos, how different stages, it's just such a different experience. They almost always come back if they'll go for the first time. And I just feel like it's that personal connection. And you're right, being able to see other moms in action. And I want you to be a gym chaplain. And then I want to sign, all women get to have a gym chaplain.
Well, that's why she's the Catholic fitness coach, because she is the gym chaplain, right?
Is that the term you used? I'm trying to remember. I might not have used the right term, but I like that.
Yeah, no, that's the term. Chaplain. I love it.
Yeah.
The gym chaplain.
Well, the other piece is I don't want to say necessarily took my own body for granted. I mean, I grew up in a medical household. My parents are doctor and nurse. They were in military. So seriously, my mom, there's a park not too far from where I live, and she would take all four of us out, two by two behind her, and take us out for, you know, a run. People call this the Von Trapp family, except instead of singers, we were runners.
Love it.
We didn't at the time.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. You just made me have a flashback of when I made my kids one summer. We walked to the library, and they referred to it as their own personal baton death march. I'm like, come on, guys.
Now I've got the Darth Vader song
Yeah.
Well, this is so awesome. So how can people find you? I know you have a podcast. Share with us.
I have a podcast called Rebuild the Body, focusing on that integration piece, along with bringing in some practical pieces, because I know people have their aches and pains, whether they're coming back from injuries or maybe just because of lifestyle, there's some compensations that show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can find me on my website, www.catholicfitnesscoaching.com. And then, of course, on Instagram at The Catholic Fitness Coach.
Awesome. And you coach me, even though you're in a different, we're both in Texas, but we're in different cities, about 8 hours apart. So you've coached me. And like I said, you gave me insight. And we talked a lot about body image, which was really great, which is one of the reasons why we actually started deciding to do that as an episode last week and really kind of delve into the importance of understanding what our body image and what God says about our bodies, right? That's really mm-hmm. where it is. So this is fantastic. And so people can come to you. They can reach out to you. Please, we want to encourage you. If you have any issues, if you desire, now listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just kind of share a little bit. I am 60. I've had thyroid problems. So I have had a weight problem for all of my life. And I was active in the gym back in 2015, but I've had internal stuff. So Marty was really instrumental. Like I said, I'm really like a new person. I mean, the things that I can do now, I had my workout with one of my trainers last week, and I couldn't believe the things that I was able to do that day as opposed to when I first met her. I was complaining about my knees and my balance and everything. It was just so amazing. But thanks to you, it was really thanks to you because you were the one that identified like, hey, Jane, you're sanguine. Go be with people. Why are you trying to work out by yourself? I was like, oh my goodness, I should have known this. Like, I should have had a V8,
that's
right?
That's so funny. That's such a good point because all the times that I've gone, you know, after each baby, I'd go back and try and find a workout and by far a class of some kind, because I'm also a sanguine, and it just makes such a huge difference. It's hard to be self-motivated. I did find a couple YouTube channels that I'm able to do at home, like through COVID when all that was going on, but it feels like you're with somebody kind of like doing this, how we can see each other. So that helps. But yeah, if it was like me doing my own running program, oh, not going to happen. Not all alone.
Yeah.
And that's something, especially with the body image piece as well, is finding what is it that you like to do? I have a really good friend. She's a Zumba instructor. She's probably the only person I will go to a class with, only because I don't want to, she doesn't force me, but
friendly encouragement.
She loves me so much that, yeah, I was on the elliptical one time at the gym while in the middle of the class, and she looked at me, she's like, what are you doing? Like, work it out. But I'm melancholic, so I prefer my time, so. But again, it's kind of like, again, when people ask me about like the perfect body, I'm like, well, look at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Every single athlete does not look the same, but they're perfect for the sport they're training for. I mean, the track runners and the heavy weightlifters definitely do not have the same body.
Yeah.
Right.
And the gymnasts and the swimmers, completely different.
Right.
I mean, that is women having babies all have different body types.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something to remember is that Mama Jane's found her place at the gym in the classes. And the best workout is the one that you're enjoying. Why? Because you're going to show up for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Absolutely. Are there certain exercises that can reach certain physique body compositions? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to see any progress.
Right. And then you'll get frustrated and think it doesn't work. But what I love, Marty, what you bring is we're talking about body image, but this is also about feeling good. Like when you take care of your soul, when you've gone to confession, you've gone to mass, you feel good about you. Same with the body. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to get to, like you were saying, certain physique or what is it you're wanting. But really, ultimately, you want to feel good. You want to wake up in the morning, be ready to go. And minimize aches and pains and discomforts. And so it's not the message of like, you need to work out so you're not fat. I mean, that's not the only reason. You know what I mean? A lot of people think that. A lot of moms really worry about their bodies after they have babies and they're kind of obsessed with, I need to get back to what I was. Well, that ship sailed, sis. I mean,
yeah.
So you got to learn accepting your new body and remembering that your kids don't care. Your kids don't.
That's true. And it's so funny. I just have to share this because today, as this episode is being published, 38 years ago, my husband and I went on our first date. Wow. And I know, is that crazy? And he still said, now 38 years, I mean, we've been together. And he still says to me when I get down on my own body and my own image that I see in the mirror, he always tells me, you know what? You're my 23-year-old bride. You'll always be my 23-year-old bride. Which just, and you know, of course, both of our bodies, I mean, we're in our 60s, you know, we're not the same spring chickens. And I mean, you know, even we were having a conversation about something that needed to be done in the house outside in the yard. And he was debating about getting somebody to pay for it. He said, oh, I should do it myself. I go, sweetheart, listen, you deserve to pay someone now because your body is going to literally be in aches. You're just not the person that you were. So part of that is accepting who you are and what your capabilities are, right? Mm-hmm. But also embracing and loving yourself at that stage. And like you said, that's so, so amazing. I know we could go on and on.
Yeah, I know. So hard. Marty, this has been so fun.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to just have to have you on again. Thank you so, so much. Sure. But do you have one little nugget, any spiritual practice that you want to encourage those who are even thinking about starting some exercising or just loving their body?
It all goes back to remembering that good, true, and beauty of the body. And we talk about it all the time with that incarnational reality. Starting from that inside, finding that motivators, finding what is it that's, is there a vice that's got a hold on you to keep you from taking that step out of the boat? And then allow, I mean, just even looking at Christ, I mean, let me just put it this way. This is how amazing the incarnate word is. And I knew he was human. I didn't realize he was human until I was watching, like, I think it was they did a series of the Bible on like the History Channel or something. Mary pulls out Jesus and he's got a little hiney. I'm like, you can't be more human than that.
That's true.
And Mama Mary kept that clean.
Wow.
So just to think about that, he gets it. I mean, we're a religion that doesn't believe God's out there, but he's here. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a God that we've seen laugh, we've seen cry. He got angry. We just heard about that this Sunday. And I think he knows what a scraped knee feels like. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Or a sore shoulder.
Sore shoulders, right. So he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there, done that. The only thing we know, he was tempted by sin, but we know he didn't fall into that. And to allow him to show us what it means to be human. I mean, yeah, this is the really cool thing about being Catholic, but this is what it, I mean, being human is a fun thing. Enjoy it when you're sitting down to have ice cream with your family. Enjoy it. Don't punish yourself for eating ice cream. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And just as you'll find a workout or something like that, then you'll enjoy.
Enjoy it. I mean, this life's supposed to be fun.
That's beautiful. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
This was awesome.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
So we're going to close with our Ephesians 3, in name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strengthened to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen, amen. Until next week, Catholic Divas, thank you. God bless you. Hey, before you go, I have a question to ask you. Have you joined our Facebook group page, Cycles and Sanctity? Well, we want you to go ahead and go over to Facebook and just look up Cycles and Sanctity and come on and join our group, and we can continue having this conversation over there.